Kurt Warner joins us on Sports Byline, the former NFL quarterback who played 12 seasons for the St. Louis Rams and Arizona Cardinals, and his career, which saw him ascend from an undrafted free agent to a two-time MVP and Super Bowl MVP, is regarded as one of the greatest stories in NFL history. He's also been inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. His story and outstanding career is now a movie, and it'll be coming out at Christmas, called American Underdog. Kurt, first of all, thinking back on your life and the struggles of your career, how mind-blowing is it for you to be seeing this into a major motion picture?
It is pretty humbling. The journey that we took and the distance that we traveled and the time that it took to get there, it's pretty amazing to think that you can still think back to those moments in those times where you're just asking yourself, man, will you ever get the opportunity? Will you ever get a chance to fulfill your dream? And then you fast forward 20 some years, and you find yourself, watching your story play out on the big screen. It is pretty surreal, and it is pretty humbling the distance that we've gone. But I'm so grateful for so many people along the way. The people that gave me a chance, the people that supported me along the way. The story that we have. For a long time, I wished it could have been anything but the story that we had. I wanted it to be different in so many different ways, and prayed and believed that something could change, because I didn't want to go down that path. And now you sit back and you reflect on it all, and you see the movie, and you say to yourself, man, I'm glad I got the path that I had. I'm glad I had to be on this journey, and I'm glad that this journey has the opportunity to impact a lot of people, because what you realize in life is very few go from number one draft pick to the Super Bowl or to winning a Super Bowl. That most people in life have their supermarket moments, have their times when they find themselves in circumstances that they didn't want to be in and didn't know how they got there, and they've got to figure out how to move forward from there. And so my life, I believe, is much more like real life for most people than the dream that I had. And that's the reason they're making a movie about it, and that's the reason I think it will resonate with so many different people in those different stages of life. And again, I'm grateful for that and humbled for that, and we're excited about being able to share that story with everybody else.
Let me ask you a question, Kurt. When you think back and when you sit and reflect a little bit on your life and on your career, character and drive were the two things, having known you for a long time. I'm just wondering, what was it that fired, inside of you that gave you that character and drive?
That's one of those things. It's hard to know exactly where all of those things come from. I think are the people that were around in life that shape us. So my parents, and I think there's lots of different ways that my parents shaped me. My mom was a single mom of two. She worked three jobs at times. She did everything she could to give us what we needed and tried to give us what we wanted in the sacrifices that she made. My dad, there was a relationship there where my parents got divorced very early in life, and there was a time there where we didn't get to spend a lot of time together. And so there were some things that I learned about the kind of person that I wanted to be and the kind of father I wanted to be during that period. My dad came back into my life and was an unbelievable dad in the way that he supported me, in the way that he loved me, and the things that he did for me. So there's the people that kind of shape who you are and teach you things. There's the experiences that you go through. The ups and downs, the highs and lows, where you have to kind of navigate through, and you have to grow through those experiences. Otherwise, you get stagnant and you can never be who you want to be. And so as I was going through all of those different things and those different parts of the journey, I think one of the keys for me was to try to learn from all of them, try to take something from all of them, the people and the experiences, because ultimately I believed that I was going to have to use all of those things if I was ever going to accomplish what I wanted to accomplish or ever be who I wanted to be. And so I look back very grateful for all of those things now, even though I might not have been grateful at the time. I look at how those things shape me and those relationships shape me, and I think those are the heart of who I am. you know, the values I learned being in Iowa and being around good, hardworking people. Those were the things that that ultimately shaped me. They ultimately allowed me to work through everything I worked through. But maybe more importantly, they allowed me to be prepared for when the opportunity actually came about for me to chase my dream. The person that I was is the reason that I believe I had that success, way more than it was about the player that I was.
After playing your college football at Northern Iowa, you spent 4 years without being named to an NFL roster, and then you signed with the Green Bay Packers in 94, but released before the regular season. And after that release, you worked, as most people I think know the story, stocking shelves at the Hy-Vee grocery store in Cedar Falls for $5.50 an hour. My big question is, what aisle could I find shredded wheat cereal on?
It was aisle 7 back then. I'm not sure if it's the same now, but it was aisle 7 back then.
You had some great coaches at Green Bay there. You had Steve Mariucci, Andy Reid was there, of course, Mike Holmgren. When you got into football and you got to know the game a little bit, what did you find was the major thing, was the difference between success and failure at pro football?
To me, it's the details. It's the details because everybody's talented, right? Everybody's, you know, good and the best of the best from where they came from when you get to the NFL. To me, the greatest that play in the game are the ones that are really, really good at the details. And, you know, that can look a lot of different ways. It can be the technique part of it, you know, honing in and being really good at the details. It can be the mental side of it, the details of knowing what everybody on defense is doing, what everybody on offense is doing, and knowing those details. It's knowing the details to the point where when you have 3 seconds or 4 seconds to do something, to be able to take all of that stuff that we've talked about, put it into those 3 or 4 seconds and be really, really good at all of them. That to me is what separates the greatest from everybody else, you know, in what I believe is the greatest team sport there ever was. And, you know, I don't think if you talk to anybody or spend some time with anybody that's great, that you wouldn't realize how important those details are to them. And it's something that, you know, the beautiful part is it's something that I take with me to everything that I do, is that I don't do a lot of things because I want to be great at everything that I do. And the biggest thing to me is to make sure I'm always paying attention to those details.
You played 3 seasons for the Iowa Barnstormers of the Arena Football League, and then you got the opportunity in the NFL. You landed your first NFL roster spot in 98 with the Rams. Tell me about the first time you met Dick Vermeil.
Well, I mean, the first time I met Dick wasn't even really at my tryout. I did my tryout for the Rams and didn't even meet Dick at that particular time. So it was once I had signed with the Rams and I came back from NFL Europe and got a chance to meet him when I went to a mini camp that we had. And the amazing thing about Dick is that who you see is who you get. And, yep. You know, there's never a secret. So from the first day that I met Dick Vermeil to today, the guy hasn't changed. He's a guy that wears these emotions on his sleeve. He's a guy that's always going to be honest with you. He's a guy that has the best interest of everybody he's in a relationship with. He's got the best interest of those people at heart at all the time. And that, to me, is what makes him beautiful. What makes him a great leader is that he's never in it just for him. And I realized that very early in the process. I knew that throughout the process and, you know, all the conversations that we had and all the calls that he made and the way that he still continues to reach out to this day. Just an incredible, incredible human being. And just, you know, it's why every player that ever played for him was willing to lay it all on the line for him, because they knew he would do the exact same thing for them.
Let me ask you about the 3 Super Bowls. The first one, number 34, of course, with the Rams. It was against Tennessee. What do you remember most about that game?
I remember the ebbs and flows of the game. It was probably the biggest lesson that I learned, is that we got into that big game, and you realize there's going to be highs and lows in every game, no matter how big the game is. And, you know, we jumped out to a 16-0 lead, and then we found ourselves tied 16-16, and then we – throw the touchdown pass to go ahead, and then you watch Steve McNair and company drive all the way down the field and basically just run out of time. And so the ebbs and flows of that game, to me, is what makes anything great. It makes a great movie great. It makes a great game experience great, is having those highs and lows and the ups and downs. And that game had every part of it, including the exhilaration at the end of that game, because we were able to make that final stop and walk away with the trophy.
I know how hard it is to get to a Super Bowl and also to win it. You won your second league MVP award in 2001. That was en route to Super Bowl 36, your appearance there with the Patriots. The Patriots win that game 2017. What was the most frustrating part of that game for you?
The most frustrating part of a game like that is to go all the way to the pinnacle, all the way to the top of the mountain, and put in all that time and all the effort throughout the season to find a way to get there, and then not play your best game in the biggest moment. That was the most frustrating part, is that if you go and play in a Super Bowl and you leave your best out there and the other team beats you, you can walk away proud of yourselves and going, hey, on this day we just weren't the better team, and you tip your hat to the other great team and you walk away. In that game, I don't feel like we at any point in time played our best football. And so it almost felt like a lost opportunity to do all the work and everything to get there, and then to not put it together on that Sunday was frustrating. And you still tip your hat to the other team and the way the Patriots played, because obviously a big part of us not playing our best was because of them. But that was the hardest part, and why that game probably has stuck with me more than any game that I've ever played. Because you always want to be one of those players and one of those teams that play your best in that moment. And on that given Sunday, we did not do that.
We have about 2 minutes left. You appeared in another Super Bowl 43 when you were with the Cardinals, and you lost that to the Steelers 27-23. But this movie, American Underdog, is as much about you and your career and your journey as it is about the relationship between you and Brenda, your wife. Now, she is a former Marine. We're heard worldwide on the American Forces Network with the troops. Talk to me just a little bit in this short period of time about her and your life.
Well, I mean, she's an incredible woman, and that's one of the coolest things about this movie, is that it's not just my story, it's our story. And people are going to get and see, I believe, a different perspective on Brenda in this movie than they've ever had before. You know, a big part of my journey in the NFL, she didn't really ask for it. She came along for the ride, and she was thrown in the forefront of everything and never really asked for it. So it was at times a thankless position, because you know, she was subject to whatever anybody wanted to say at that particular time about her. And this, to me, gives us an opportunity to share who Brenda Warner is, and the character and the strength and the courage and her underdog story and her perseverance and all those beautiful things that I fell in love with are all intermixed in this movie. And, you know, I said in this process is that at the end of this movie, I don't want to just be the only hero in this movie. Is I want to make sure that Brenda and our son Zach play that hero role as well, and we get to uplift them and their journey. And I do believe that is going to be something that truly resonates with our audience. No matter where you find yourself, you're going to resonate with one of those heroes in this movie, and I'm really excited about people getting to see Brenda in that light, you know, having her background in the military. I think a big part of, you asked where my character came from, a big part of who Brenda is came from her time and the direction and things she learned being in the Marines. And so, so grateful to have that shared on the big screen. So grateful for all those listening that are serving our country. So thank you to each and every one of them. We are truly grateful and humbled for their service.
Well, thank her for me as well. And thank you, Kurt. I covered your career. I've always enjoyed it. Congratulations on this movie. Take care, my friend.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Again, Kurt Warner, former NFL quarterback, went to three Super Bowls, won the one with the Rams when he was playing with them. And, of course, he's considered the NFL's greatest undraft player. And if you want to check out this movie, it's a good one. It's called American Underdog. We continue across the country and around the world. It's good to have you with us here on America's Sports Talk Show.